Hey there, my name is Eric Olson. I'm the CEO of Array Digital and the host of Marketers Anonymous. You're about to hear from some of the best minds in marketing today. Find out more about the podcast, our guests, and our in-person meetups at marketersanon.com. And now, on to the show.
Hey everyone, recently Eric recorded a pitch he gave to a local CPA company. Here's the audio from the segment on social media marketing. Hope you guys enjoy.
What I want to cover, I talked about this a little bit, and I'll try to go through this as quick as possible. There's a lot of slides here, but stop me whenever you want. What I did is I went through all these different areas of what you have out on the internet, and my job is kind of to pick it apart, right? As you can imagine, there's some good, and then there's some opportunities, right? So it's going to be a candid conversation, right? Social media. What it is, I went to your website, I found your social media badges that are down in the footer, and I just went one by one into each one. The first one is Facebook. A couple things that jumped out at me right away. Your logo is cut off. All right, so whoever put it up there, they should have added white space around the actual logo itself so that when Facebook puts it in a circle, you can see it all, right? So the J is obviously cut off. The L in Let's Talk is cut off. It's a minor thing, but it's also a minor fix.
Can you graphically just shrink the graphic so it fits in the circle?
Yeah, we could take care of that. Okay. Yeah, it's not a problem. It's just it's an oversight, right? And it's a branding thing, right? So right off the bat, it's not what you want, right? It's close, but it's not what you want. I think this image, there's an opportunity for a much better image. Like an image of your executive team standing with the office behind you.
This is our thinking. If you take a stand picture, over time people have gray hair and they're not the same people. They have aging issues.
Well, yeah, you could, but take another picture, right? It could be an annual thing. Every year you take a picture, right? If you have a lot of turnover, we've also done it where you take individual photos of people, like on a green screen, and then you can mix and match them into. Yeah, we've done that before.
Just about
today. Yeah. So I think, I mean, I get this, right, but you're also in different cities, so I think a picture of the executive team with this office space behind you, like where we were doing the interview, would be fantastic. You can also put a video in here. Adios.
Thank you so much.
When I scrolled down to the posts, the actual last post was a month ago. So that means you haven't posted anything on Facebook in a month. You should be posting on a very regular basis, several times a week. But it's just a pain, right? So you want to get to a frequency where you're really posting 3 to 4 times a week. You've got people that have liked you. I don't see the like count on here. But yeah, people have liked this page. They're interested in what you're saying. Yeah, and there's ways to grow it over time. You want to grow it, but the strategy with Facebook is that for organic posting, which we're talking about, is that if they're in Facebook, you want them to come to you, right? But you never want to take someone from your website and send them to Facebook, because then they get lost in Facebook, right? Facebook's goal is to keep them in Facebook. So your goal should be really, if they're in Facebook already, which they are, a lot of people are, show them something, be relevant. Next was Twitter. That's the next thing that you have on your website. I'm just going left to right. So you have 58 followers in the last 5 years. So there hasn't been a lot of activity on Twitter. I don't know if it makes sense for you to stay with Twitter. This is the image that you have from your website, which I think is an opportunity for better images here and then also on your website. This is a stock photo. Right? And then it hasn't been posted to in 6 months. Right? So we really probably need to think about whether Twitter falls into the strategy or not. LinkedIn, the last post was 4 months ago, and that's the only post that I found. Below here, there was nothing else. So you have a LinkedIn company page, but it's just totally inactive. So this is a good opportunity for you to reach business people, obviously, like business owners, right? What Daniel was talking about is we can connect, if you give us permissions, you or whoever else would want to do this through their LinkedIn profile, we can work with you to figure out who it is that you want to reach in LinkedIn. So like business owners, CEOs, right? People like that, VPs, senior level people you want to reach out to, right? So we have a tool that will, through your profile, and it has to be through one of your personal profiles, it'll send out connection requests. And it can do it at scale, 100 or 200 of these a day. We can do that over and over and over again, all day long. So it's really your message, reaching out to the people that you want. It's just we're clicking the buttons for you, if you will, right? So that makes a connection, which is an initial contact. Then if we're posting for your business, they'll see those posts in LinkedIn as they go in there and they look to see what's going on with their connections. That's the second or a third or a fourth contact with you, right? And then the final thing we can do is we can export those contacts out of LinkedIn and we get names and email addresses. You can download that. You can take those email addresses, load them up into Facebook, and now you can have an advertisement that targets just those people. And you can even segment it further. So you can take, like let's say the three of you did it. We did it for all three of your profiles, right? Export all those contacts. Now we have a long list, right? We could then take the CEOs and create one list out of them. The VPs create another list, right? And we can create these custom videos. Are you a CEO of a Fortune 500, Fortune 1000, whatever they happen to be? Show them the right video. Right. So this is there's a lot of benefits to doing this LinkedIn connection, which is all those points of contact, and you're targeting the perfect person based on their title and their job and their company. Right.
Dumb question. How does LinkedIn get you a lead,
How does LinkedIn get turned into a lead?
Yes.
By what I just talked about?
Yeah.
Oh, well, if someone sees you posting about things like, let's say you post today, when you get the video from Channel 13 or the video that we shot, you could post it under your profile, and now anyone that you're connected with, the 286 connections, if they go into LinkedIn and they look at their feed just like they would in Facebook or anywhere else, yours will pop up. Now, it's not guaranteed to pop up. There's an algorithm. And it's based on like how many of your connections like it or comment or share, but there's an opportunity for them to see that you're talking about the government shutdown and their recommendations, right? Things like that. You can also write articles. The articles that I talked about back here for SEO, well, here, we can take these, we can reformat them, put them out under your LinkedIn profile. There's a lot of opportunity here to reuse some of this content. Yeah. So that's something that you can do that'll connect you to the right people based on the data they put into LinkedIn. And then you can advertise to them very inexpensively in Facebook. And if they click, they go to your website. If they go to your website, we know about it in Facebook, we can show them another ad, right? So there's a whole path that we can go down. Google Plus, you have a link for Google Plus in your footer right now. When you click on it, you go to this page. So it's an invalid link, right? What I would recommend right away is just get rid of that icon at the bottom of your webpage, because Google is taking Google Plus down. They're getting rid of it. They've had data breach issues. At the last time that the Google CEO was up on Capitol Hill, it was about Google Plus, and they had some data leakage, and they're shutting it down. Okay. They were supposed to shut it.
Website, you said?
Yeah, if you go to your website, mm-hmm. In the footer, there's icons for social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google Plus. It's like a G with a plus sign. That you need to just remove it. Because when you click on it, you go to this page, which is an invalid page. It's the wrong link to begin with. But you don't want to send people to Google Plus anyways, because it's going away. You don't want to invest at all in Google Plus right now. And the last thing is Instagram. It's not on your website, but you do have a profile. And what I wanted to show you is that This is Twitter over time, Twitter usage. And this is Instagram, and you can see Instagram has crossed over Twitter. Instagram is more popular now than Twitter, especially with the younger demographics. There's a lot of meaningful numbers here. And people that are on Instagram are much more receptive to businesses for some reason than in places like Twitter or even LinkedIn.
Okay, I got a Mr. 60-year-old question. What is Instagram?
Yeah. So this is your Instagram. Okay. Instagram is, it's owned by Facebook. Okay. Do you know anything about Instagram?
No.
Okay, so Facebook, yeah, she's got it. Facebook bought Instagram in 2012 for $1 billion, and everyone thought they were nuts. Now Instagram is valued at $100 million. Billions. These are all billions. Bought for $1 billion. Now they're valued at $100 billion. It was genius now, right? It was a genius move. This is the demographics for Facebook are aging. Younger people are not going into Facebook. My daughters are 15 and 17.
Yeah.
Not interested.
Snapchat, right? Just Instagram. Yeah, that's all right. They do.
Up to about 35 or so.
My brother has a son who's like 16, 17. And my brother was talking to his son about Facebook. And his son said, "Dad, do I look like I'm 40?
Yeah.
So. My brother said he uses Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing a lot of posting
on
Instagram.
That's good. Now. That's good. So, yeah. So I was.
I have to take pictures of the staff or take pictures of an event. Yeah. I put it online and then post it to the
job. Just keep in mind, this is a younger demographic, so it's an opportunity to highlight your younger staff, right? And to resonate with younger folks, younger business people, right? So different demographics.
My son that said there's more out there than Instagram. For the young people?
Well, there's Snapchat is one. Snapchat. That's kind of a difficult platform. We don't support it right now. Okay. One of the problems with Snapchat is you can't discover, like you can't search really. Right. You have to know what the person's handle is. Right. It's not primarily built for business. This is. Right? This is a pretty mature platform now because when Facebook bought it, they dumped a ton of money into it. Yeah. You can advertise on here.
I have 3,000 followers.
You have 3,000 followers on Instagram? Wow. Yeah.
But I like a lot, because a lot of what I like is arts and things like that, you know, architecture and things. And
that's a lot of followers.
I have a lot of followers.
So we have a grand total of 6 followers?
Right now we have a grand total of 6 followers.
Yeah. You're there. It hasn't been optimized.
I think they're all up front.
Yeah. But it's good to be there. So it's not linked from your website. So you could drive, if you wanted, some traffic from your website to Instagram. I really wouldn't, but this is an opportunity for you.
So when I got her post on my Facebook, I copied that post and I brought it over to Instagram, and she loved it, okay? The fact that we honored her as a client, as one of our clients.
Yep, Perfect. So I would put more effort into this because Facebook's not going away, but it's kind of lost its luster. Yeah. And this has picked up a lot. And this goes to roughly 30, I mean, there's older folks in there. I'm 46, so I'm all over Instagram. But really it kind of, the bulk of the people that use it end at about 35. But you know, 25 to 35 year olds, they're starting businesses these days, they're running businesses, so. You need consistent posting, right? So where I said you haven't posted on LinkedIn in 4 months, that needs to be resolved, right? You need to be posting on a regular basis. You need to be relevant. You need to be saying something. So, and this is where content creation and videos come in, right? It gives us something to talk about. We can bring a photographer in here. We can take pictures, right? We just need to generate content. So I would post daily, at least on one of the platforms. You don't have to post daily on every platform. But at least daily, you need to be getting out there saying something. I think the LinkedIn Connections Builder would be really good for you if you're up for that, especially like one of the partners' profiles. I did price that out, but I only did it for one profile. If you want to do more, we can talk about that. So there's a lot of opportunity here when it comes to social. And then, of course, injecting, like I said, video. We didn't talk about the email newsletter, but I thought that could be a really good thing for you to get out to your customers, maybe once a quarter. Are you doing anything like that right now?
We used to, but we stopped doing that. We used to get the contents from this company specializing in, you know, public accounting firms and stuff like that, but it was coming in Adobe.
Yeah.
And then we really, you know, sending it as an attachment was a struggle.
Yeah, it needs to be in the email.
It needs to be embedded, so that's over there, so we kind of stopped doing that.
Yeah. Those services are okay, but it'd be best to use your own content, articles that you've crafted. So Daniel's a copywriter as well. We have another copywriter in our office. They'll actually write the articles and work with you to figure out what to write about.
Well, this company we used to work with, they had great content. And, you know, we mailed it using SnailMail for a long time, but then they couldn't. I don't think they could create it in the body of the email. It was attachment. Too many people thought it was spam or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, how people say don't open attachments.
Yeah.
But, if we could have somebody develop, I don't know how it works, but anyway, they were really good at creating content for us.
Yeah. If you still have access to that or you want us to renew it, we could look at the content and either just use it or modify it. But the email, it shouldn't have an attachment. It should be an HTML email, basically like sending out a web page with hyperlinks back to your site. So you want to give them just a little teaser, kind of like the EO newsletter, right? So it has images and teaser text and hyperlinks to get more. Yeah, it's something exactly like that. So I think once a quarter would be really good for you. It's really not that expensive, and it keeps you connected to your clients. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Have a question about marketing? Let us know, and we may answer it here. Reach out at marketersandon.com. See you next time.